Hi guys, it's Brittany, and welcome to another episode of One Hot Mess. Alrighty, everyone. Today, we are going to talk about wants versus needs. Unleashing your inner abundance. So we're going to talk about the difference between wants and needs, how you can reframe your mindset, how can you tell if your consumption is off balance, how to harmonize wants and needs to find fulfillment, and all types of stuff. So you might want to stick around if that sounds interesting to you. So let's get into it, y'all. All right, so you're standing in the coffee aisle at the grocery store, okay? Staring longingly at some locally roasted small batch coffee beans. The price tag, though, is enough to make your wallet wince. What do you do in this moment of wants versus needs? If you decide to buy the coffee beans, your morning cup of coffee will seem like a splurge, but then you recall the cost of a specialty latte at your favorite cafe, and those specialty coffee beans start to seem like a bargain. It's all about perspective, right? It's navigating that fuzzy line between wants and needs, not just in your grocery decisions, but in your relationships and life, striking a balance between wants versus needs and shifting your perspective from scarcity to abundance paves the way to mental well-being and fulfillment. So, to start off, let's talk about the difference between wants and needs. So, I want you to think back to your younger years when you'd be walking down the candy or toy aisle, and it would spark an impromptu life lesson from your grown-ups about the epic showdown between wants and needs. You may have thought you needed a skateboard since all the other fourth graders had them, but you didn't actually need one. It wasn't a matter of life or death, but you wanted one, and sometimes wants and needs can feel the same to a kid and an adult. So, here's how to understand the difference between wants versus needs. So, starting with needs, basic survival, security, and health. If you were building a house, you would prioritize foundational elements like a solid structure, functioning utilities, and a roof over your head. In life, needs are basic survival, security, and health, much like that house. I mean, life itself wouldn't last long without addressing these needs. So a few other examples of needs are food, water, shelter, clothing, sleep, friendships, financial security, partnerships, family. And to better understand this dynamic between wants and needs, consider this foundational psychological theory. Maslow's hierarchy of needs, okay? In the mid-20th century, psychologist Abraham Maslow introduced the theory of human motivation. Illustrations of this hierarchy often appear as a pyramid-shaped roadmap to happiness and health, and it pinpoints five critical needs of human beings: physiological, safety, love and belonging, esteem, and self-actualization. The base section of his pyramid represents physiological needs, and this understanding of needs is not just academic. It has real-world implications, particularly in your interpersonal relationships. And as you move upward, each level, it narrows, culminating in self-actualization at the pyramid's peak. So the takeaway, the principles laid out in Maslow's hierarchy of needs remind us that our basic needs should ideally be met before we pursue our wants, reinforcing the importance of this balance. But now let's talk about wants, finding joy and fulfillment. So in your hypothetical house, wants are the extras that make your house feel more like home, but aren't essential for its primary function. So think of wants as being plush furniture, charming decorative accents, and a swimming pool in the backyard. Now, while these add-ons, of course, are enjoyable, they aren't needed for the house to shelter you. They are the figurative cherry and sprinkles on top. And although we tend to focus on material possessions instead of a minimalist lifestyle, when we think of wants, experiences, and personal growth are wants that have a larger impact on our well-being. Right? So, experiences as wants. A 2020 study published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology found that splurging on experiences instead of material possessions makes you happier. Makes sense, right? I mean, typically, non-essential things that we desire for fun, leisure, or self-satisfaction, these experiences are a few examples of wants. Jetting off to exotic destinations for vacation, savoring gourmet cuisine at upscale restaurants in New York, attending concerts, theater performance, or sporting events, enjoying spa treatments, luxury cruises, collecting rare items, shopping for luxury items, or renting a new car, indulging in exclusive events or experiences such as VIP access to parties, exclusive club memberships, or private yacht rentals. Now, these experiences can improve life, but they're not necessary for survival. So they are wants, not needs. And understanding this distinction helps people decide how to manage their time and money. Personal growth as a want, physical and mental well-being are not luxuries. They are musts that are necessary for a well-rounded, fulfilling life and personal development. And it contributes to this overall wellness. And at first glance, some forms of personal development seem like wants, but on closer inspection, they pave the way for a healthier course of living. So, some ways to work on self-improvement that might be considered wants, not needs, are attending personal development workshops, pursuing advanced education like grad school, investing in mindset coaching or mentorship programs, finding new hobbies, interests, or creative pursuits for personal enrichment, traveling for self-discovery or spiritual exploration, participating in therapy, counseling, or self-improvement practices to address personal issues, gain insight, or nurture emotional intelligence. Now you see, these activities, they sit in a gray area. They enhance personal growth and they add fulfillment to life, but strictly speaking, they're not survival essentials. Understanding the distinction between our wants, which are things that we desire, and our needs, which are essential for survival, is the first step toward achieving a balanced and fulfilling life. So how can you reframe your mindset from scarcity to abundance? Well, doing so, it can improve mental health, empower you, enrich relationships, and build resilience. Scarcity thinking can cause stress, whereas an abundance mindset focuses on gratitude for the resources and opportunities around us. With an abundance mindset, you can creatively handle challenges, support others, you can bounce back from setbacks and attract positivity. Do some self-reflection, maybe through journaling, to shift from scarcity to abundance thinking. Then you have to understand the illusion of limited resources. Now, the illusion of limited resources, often called scarcity mindset, is the belief that there's a shortage, triggering feelings of scarcity and competition. You know, it's like viewing life as a single slice of cake, and if someone else claims it, you're left empty-handed. This is different than when resources truly are limited in various forms and levels of impact. Like a few examples: mask shortages during the COVID-19 pandemic, a venture capital firm funding a startup that isn't yours, sprinklers watering lawns in affluent areas of California during a drought. But here's the catch, okay? In the cake scenario, this mindset overlooks the potential to just whip up more cake or explore other dessert options. But in the case of truly limited resources, more patience, compromise, and funding is often required to reach a solution. For example, the affluent areas of California could enforce more restrictions on watering so that water could be dispersed more evenly among communities. Now, in scenarios where there's an illusion of low resources, people often do not realize that the resources are abundant if people are creative and work together. Sometimes the illusion of scarcity causes anxiety and greed, making it harder to see and share opportunities. We need to debunk the illusion to embrace the millionaire mindset fully. Okay, align your investments with your values. And that means making mindful buying decisions that mirror your personal beliefs. Rather than chasing the trendiest products, why not opt for those that align with your values, like sustainability? Voting with your pocketbook supports the causes you care about and creates an empowered mindset. It shifts focus from scarcity to what enriches your life. It is a different take on quality over quantity. Quantity. Okay, so transform wants into stepping stones to personal growth. Moving from longing to proactive action, it's about turning desires into actionable goals for personal growth. For instance, use a vision board to remind yourself of long-term goals when temptation strikes. Don't just dream. Take concrete steps toward what you want, like learning a new skill. Seeing wants as growth opportunities taps you into a world of possibilities, empowering you and fueling fulfillment. It's about changing I wish to I will. So, how can you tell if your consumption is off balance? Overconsumption is using more goods or services than needed for a comfortable life, like slick app algorithms, user-friendly designs, and easy access to credit cards and Apple Pay, they can fuel endless social media scrolling and overspending. Whether it's cute otter videos or the latest trends, we are constantly hooked. I mean, the average American adult's personal debt, excluding your mortgage payments, has hit $21,800. And they spent an average of 485 minutes online daily. So spread that over 40 years and you're looking at a staggering 13 and a half years spent in the digital realm. Not to mention the years of paying off credit card debt. And trying to build back that credit score. I mean, it's a wake-up call to the reality of our digital consumption habits. And some overconsumption signs includes increased spending beyond your means, loss of control over consumption habits, using consumption to regulate emotions, accumulating clutter and excess possessions, decreased satisfaction despite acquiring more, financial stress and strain despite gaining more money, ignoring the environmental impacts of your consumption, and strain on relationships with loved ones due to overconsumption. And by recognizing the difference between wants versus needs, we are better equipped to make sound financial goals and decisions, which leads to financial stability and freedom. Okay, so now how do you harmonize wants and needs to find fulfillment? And finding fulfillment means balancing your wants and needs. And to do this, you should act in line with your core values. Meeting your basic needs and looking after your well-being, it sets the foundation for purpose and satisfaction. On the flip side, acknowledging your wants lets you chase experiences and goals that enrich your life. And when your wants and your needs are balanced, you feel harmonious and content, knowing that you are living true to your values. And at times, achieving this balance means increasing your willpower. Part of this is practicing delayed gratification, which means resisting immediate rewards to gain something more valuable later. And you need to plan for a secure future. Why wouldn't you want to follow your dreams? While a scarcity mindset might make doing so seem out of reach, an abundance mindset paired with willpower makes all the difference. So, finding a balance between your wants and needs is important when planning a secure future. You'll need to consider your long-term goals, aspirations, and the practical necessities you'll need along the way. So, start by identifying your needs, such as your personal finance requirements, healthcare, and safe housing. Then focus on non-negotiables like budgeting your money for savings, insurance, and housing. And once these basics are covered, you can start working on your dreams and your goals. And sprinkle in wants for added flavor. Creating a happy and fulfilling life, it means balancing your wants and needs. It's not just about covering the basics, but also about improving yourself and developing a resilient mindset. And you've got great self-management skills, and you know how to handle your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, but always resisting temptations can lead to mental fatigue, which social psychologist Roy Baumeister cause willpower depletion. And because of that, it's healthy to recognize your wants like career, progress, travel, or hobbies. And think of it like this. Your needs are the nourishing chicken in your noodle soup. Your wants are the spice because it's nice to have some flavor. And just remember that needs can be fun and wants can be essential. Meeting needs doesn't have to be dull. And surprise, surprise, wants are more important than you might realize. With creativity, you can transform even the most basic needs into enjoyable experiences. For instance, changing your approach to eating can make it a culinary adventure, not just a necessity. You might try cooking or checking out new restaurants or using takeout delivery or meal delivery services as an expansion of your usual choices. And you could then trim your budget in other areas of your daily life to make mealtime a pleasure instead of a chore. Taking care of wants can be essential for emotional and mental health, and your main goal might be to save money and improve your financial wellness, but things like travel or hobbies provide chances for personal growth, self-expression, and relaxation. So they're not just extras, they're also important for mental and emotional well-being. So balancing wants and needs isn't about deprivation. It's about making conscious decisions that align with our values and long-term goals, which leads to a high quality of life. Okay, so when you have all you need, how do you prioritize your wants? You know, once you've handled your needs, the next step is to align your wants with your personal goals, your values, and your interests. And this is one area where a coach can help. Coaches can give guidance that will help you maintain focus and see tangible results. Your coach can help you do a personal check-in, and you can reflect on what brings you joy, fulfillment, or opportunities for growth. Next, you will assess how each want affects essential areas of your life. And these areas could be physical health, mental well-being, relationships, and personal growth. Then you can focus on those that contribute most positively. Because resources like time, money in your bank account, and energy are, you know, they're not forever, basically. Use them wisely. A good place to start is by thinking of ideas and ticking off experiences from your bucket list. You're not just meeting needs by thoughtfully aligning your wants with your personal values and goals, you're shaping a life that's both meaningful and fulfilling. So understanding wants and needs is vital for your mental well-being, and it plays a significant role in your interpersonal relationships. Okay, so understanding wants versus needs in relationships. In relationships, both needs and wants, they matter. A Harvard study found that strong relationships are the key to happiness. In recognizing and communicating your feelings, relationship values, needs, and wants while understanding and respecting those of others can lead to healthier, more fulfilling relationships. So if your relationship was a person, it would also have needs for survival, such as emotional support, trust, and respect. These needs are the bedrock of a healthy bond. Satisfying these needs provides security and intimacy, forming the core of a fulfilling relationship. And relationship needs often include affection, which bonds partners and enhances closeness. Acceptance, creating a sense of belonging. Validation, ensuring each person feels heard and understood. Miscommunication and unmet expectations present typical relationship challenges that a better understanding of wants and needs can address. Wants add extra spark, reflecting individual preferences and aspirations. While not essential for survival, they bring enjoyment and they deepen the relationship. However, placing needs over wants is important for a strong, resilient relationship. And once needs are met, addressing wants can enhance intimacy and fulfillment. Overemphasizing wants at the expense of needs can lead to resentment and conflict, so balance is needed for harmony. Just as balancing our wants and needs contributes to personal satisfaction and financial health, it also helps build strong, mutually satisfying relationships. So navigating wants and needs in relationships can be complex. And for this reason, professional guidance like life coaching can be helpful. So mastering the dance between wants and needs might seem tricky, but with the right approach, you can find that sweet spot and create a well-balanced and deeply satisfying life. After all, navigating the line between wants and needs isn't just about making decisions in the grocery store. It's a principle that extends to all aspects of personal and professional life. And the first step is understanding and meeting your basic needs, such as physical health, emotional support, and financial stability. And like I've said, after meeting basic needs, focus on your wants, such as hobbies or experiences that make life richer. And by changing your view from scarcity to abundance, you're making space for a fulfilling life that boosts overall well-being. Excuse me, y'all. So focus on your wants versus needs for ultimate happiness. Life is about making choices that reflect your values, aspirations, and well-being. And prioritizing needs and wants leads to happiness. Addressing needs such as health and financial stability, it lays a strong foundation, while fulfilling your wants adds joy to your life. So balancing wants versus needs leads to purpose, contentment, and fulfillment. All right, guys, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. Please make sure to hit that follow button or share One Hot Mess with a friend. And I will talk to you guys later. Have an amazing day.